Hello, friends. Saturday, November 12th, 2022. Your friend and mine, Captain Variance, has showed up today. This is our not for time option of the week, number two. Okay? So on Tuesday, it was five rounds not for time. And that was the handstand pushups, kettlebell snatch, and strict pull-ups. And now that I'm saying this out loud, I can't remember if when I did that video if I said that that was a not for time option or that the workout was specifically not for time. But Tuesday was specifically not for time. On today, it's the for time or not option of the week. So my apologies if I misspoke previously. Today's workout is long, intentionally so, and there's not a barbell in sight, intentionally so. If we look back to really long workouts that we've done recently that didn't have a barbell, it's been a little bit, hence exactly why we needed to do this. We had DT, moderate time domain, barbell. We had no barbell on Wednesday, but that was 55-yard sprints, 20 of them, short and sharp, so to speak. We had handstand push-ups, kettlebell swings, weighted pull-ups, front squats. We had Ingrid, McGee. The last time we had gymnastics work, no barbell, we also had the interval training of the ring muscle-ups and the max calories on the bike. That was not this most recent Tuesday, but before that. So point being, last time we went long was probably test number five. 20 back squats, 2 mile run, 20 back squats. But there's a really heavy loading in that workout. So now we have a workout that by design is long with no external loading. That's where we need to be. I hope we're still friends. The workout of the day, or the fun experience as I like to call it, two rounds for time. I know, one round probably would have been enough. Two rounds for time, 120 double unders, 1,000 meters of rowing, 800 meters of running, 60 meters of walking lunges, 40 GHD sit-ups, and 20 meter handstand walk. Little bit of everything in here for somebody. You've got the double unders, you've got rowing, you've got running, both of which are in chunks that are a little bit longer than people want to do. Often we do 400 meter runs because they're incredibly beneficial. Often we do 500 meter rows, but now we have a 1,000 meter row and you're going to do it twice. You've got an 800 meter run and you're going to do it twice. And if you're doing the math in your head, yeah, it adds up. 60 meters of walking lunges. Now, if you look at what we've done for below parallel strength, which that's absolutely going to give you, don't think you just get strong with a barbell. What have we done for below parallel strength recently? We've done front squats, pure heavy day. That was first thing in the week. We haven't gone below parallel since then. So now we're going to go below parallel again for time number two this week. Very opposite of what a 7x1 front squat is. Two rounds of 60 meters of unladen walking lunges. Previously, we've gone below parallel with wall ball shots. We've gone below parallel with the 50 busters. We've gone below parallel with the barbell and linchpin test number five. So if you can see all the different ways that we're going below parallel, distances, modalities, that's what a good GPP program should provide you. And that's why we're making well-rounded athletes. That's the goal here. And not doing the same darn thing every day is also, as challenging as it is why we just don't unnecessarily beat somebody up. Because every day, it's not just another heavy barbell below parallel, another heavy barbell below parallel. So we're trying to keep your knees back and shoulders happy as well. Two sets of 40 GHD sit-up are no joke. If you're not accustomed to that or ready for that, or you don't think your midline can handle that sort of loading, don't do two sets of 40 GHD sit-ups. Do V-ups, do regular sit-ups. Maybe you do 40 GHD sit-ups in round number one, and then you don't do GHD sit-ups in round number two. Again, you've always got to make a smart decision for where you are in your fitness journey. And then 20 meters of the handstand walk. Overhead strength is developed in many, many ways, through pressing, through ring dips, through push-ups, through stabilization. So we've got overhead with DT on a push jerk. We had overhead with single arm kettlebell snatches. And now both of those have loading. One was unilateral, one had both hands on a barbell. And now it's gonna be unladen, upside down, inverted, using your body as the load. Again, variance is a wonderful thing. Long time domain. Can't wait to hear the stories about this one. The wildcard option is going to get you about to the exact same place, but instead of 2 rounds for time, it's 4 rounds for time. And so it breaks it down into maybe more meaningful or manageable chunks, I should say, if the 2-rounder is a bit overwhelming. It also gives you the option to do single unders, and it replaces the handstand walking with wall walks each time. You could do an overhead waiter's carry, you could do many other things. I'm just giving you a different option there in case you don't have the handstand walking yet. Overhead carry with the barbell, again, waiter's carry, single arm, double arm, you'll be good to go. You can do those laps around the box. If you go to the Linchpin YouTube channel, handstand walking modifications video, got you covered there as well. Scaled option is 2 rounds for time, knocking everything down even a bit more. We've got regular sit-ups in there instead of GHDs. We've got push-ups in there instead of handstand walking. You could do regular push-ups for the prescribed as well. Limited equipment crew, they don't have a rower. So each time, they're going to do 2 rounds. Each time has a 1 mile run. How fantastic does that sound? They've got V-ups instead of the GHD, because I'm assuming they don't have a GHD. And I had a thought in my head a second ago. You know, an option that I didn't give, but it might be totally appropriate, is somebody might be looking at this, and 1 round for time might be perfect for where they are for their fitness journey. You're not going to be shortchanged with 1 round for time if that's what makes sense for you. Again, you're always authorized to make the best decision for you. The intent of today's workout is to go long, monostructural, conditioning, gymnastics, body weight movements with some nice below parallel doses there, some midline, some overhead challenge, engine, engine, engine. And if for you, the 2-rounder makes sense, great. If a 1-rounder makes sense, you're gonna be just fine, totally fine. Scaling is cool. At Linchpin, we like making smart decisions so that you're working out 10 years from now. And that is a heck of a way to close the week. Hope we're still friends. I do it because I care. And in all honesty, it is truly my honor. I mean that sincerely, to serve everyone out there. I don't take any of this lightly. I pour my heart and soul into making the best sustainable programming that will also be fun and drive your fitness forward to an incredible level, just doing one workout a day. And I will continue to do that, and I genuinely appreciate your effort and your support, and I'm right there with you suffering every day in a good way. So have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.